Welcome to the AI and Suns Daily Brief. I'm Maya, and with me is our analyst, Theo. Today we're discussing a significant development in global AI regulation. The G20 has endorsed the US's light-touch approach, creating a clear divide with the European Union's more stringent framework. Theo, what exactly happened at this pivotal G20 meeting?
Maya, the U.S. hosted a G20 Innovation Ministerial meeting in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, from September 1st to 2nd, 2026. There, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick and OSTP Director Michael Kratsios introduced the Carolina Principles. These principles advocate for applying existing sector-specific rules to AI applications, rather than establishing new AI-specific regulatory bodies. This approach is designed to streamline the regulatory process, reduce barriers to innovation, and prioritize rapid industry growth and commercial opportunities. China Science and Technology Minister Yin Hejun reportedly backed these principles during a bilateral meeting, and prominent AI CEOs, including NVIDIA's Jensen Huang and OpenAI's Sam Altman, also supported less restrictive AI policy.
So, a light-touch approach is gaining significant international traction. How does this G20 endorsement contrast with the European Union's more stringent stance? And what does this divergence mean for businesses operating globally?
It establishes a profound divergence, Maya. The EU AI Act, with its comprehensive high-risk system requirements, became enforceable just last month, on August 2, 2026. Businesses now face a fragmented global landscape for AI governance. The U.S.-led approach, supported by China, is poised to foster faster innovation and commercialization in these regions, potentially giving companies a competitive edge. However, this faster pace may also raise questions about long-term safety, ethical considerations, and accountability compared to the EU's more cautious stance. Businesses will need to navigate vastly different compliance requirements, necessitating varied product development and deployment strategies for different markets, adding layers of complexity to global operations and strategic planning.
That sounds like a significant challenge for international companies, demanding careful consideration. What are the practical implications and strategic considerations for business and IT leaders trying to navigate these very different regulatory environments?
Leaders must adopt a proactive and adaptable business strategy. Key considerations include market prioritization, evaluating which markets offer the best balance of regulatory ease and commercial opportunity for specific AI solutions. They'll also need product customization, preparing to adapt AI products and services to meet distinct regional regulatory requirements, especially between the U.S.-aligned markets and the EU. Implementing strong internal ethical AI frameworks and responsible AI development practices is crucial, irrespective of explicit external mandates, to build trust and mitigate long-term legal and reputational risks, as the onus is on companies for self-governance. Investing in legal and compliance teams with deep expertise in international AI law is essential to navigate this complex regulatory patchwork.
Excellent advice, Theo. This evolving global scenario regarding AI regulation is something businesses need to understand deeply. For our listeners who want to dive deeper into the G20's Carolina Principles and the implications for AI, you can find the sourced article and all the links on AIandSons.com. That's AIandSons.com. Thank you for joining us on the AI and Sons Daily Brief.